We are now at the very sacred Govinda Kund, which is a very important part of Krishna's Govardhan Leela and has great significance in Madhavendra Puri's life also. But before we discuss about Govinda Kund, let us go back to Manasi Ganga. We passed through the beautiful, immaculately clean town of Govardhan. After leaving Manasi Ganga, and we passed by a place just after the town, we turned left, and a place where there are the feet or the footprints of Srimati Radharani. We saw the footprints of Krishna at Shamban, and the footprints of Srimati Radharani are in the melted stone of Govardhan, where Krishna performed his Dan Leela. So, Dan Gati is that place where, or one of the many places where Krishna performed his tax pastimes. The shape of Govardhan just below Manasi Ganga is very, very narrow. And so, Vrijabasis that would want to cross Govardhan Hill, sometimes, rather than going by boat across Manasi Ganga, would simply walk across the top of Govardhan Hill. So one of the places where Krishna performed his tax pastimes is when the gopis were crossing from the other side of Govardhan Hill to this side where we have just been walking. Krishna with his gopas waited for the gopis to come crossing over Govardhan Hill, and his Dan Gati Leela was performed. Now there are many different times. The same pastime would be enacted and reenacted again and again. One very nice depiction of this pastime was explained by Raghunath Das Goswami. Please remember that Raghunath Das Goswami is the acharya for disclosing Prayojana Gyan. Prayojana Gyan means the highest stage of spiritual perfection when acting in one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Raghunath Das is our acharya to disclose that truth. Raghunath Das was given a copy of Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava to review and to make his comments. In Lalita Madhava, it describes Krishna's pastimes outside of Vrindavan. And part of Lalita Madhava describes the separation felt by the residents of Vrindavan once Krishna had left Vrindavan and had gone to Mathura and Dwarka. The sadness, transcendental sadness, that Raghunath Das Goswami was experiencing from reading Lalita Madhava sent him into a deep transcendental despair mood that very, very much concerned all the residents of Vrindavan. Raghunath Das was their superior. And here is their superior whose renunciation can't be compared to anyone is now in such despair he can't even sleep the hour and a half every other night or eat a palm full of buttermilk every other day. He became skinnier and disturbed. So Raghunath Das Goswami was cheered up deliberately by Rupa Goswami, by Rupa Goswami's presenting him with a very wonderful description of Radha and Krishna meeting. We discussed this at Chirgat yesterday. There is the Sambhog and Vipralamba, the meeting and separation, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Rupa Goswami's description of Sambhog, of meeting of Radha and Krishna, revived Raghunath Das Goswami so much that he wrote a separate small book. Raghunath Das Goswami only wrote a few books, and one of those books that he wrote was a very beautiful description of Krishna's Dan Gati Leela. Dan Kali Chintamani. And in that book, as the gopis were passing over Govardhan Hill, Krishna intercepted them along with his gopas and insisted that Radha and the gopis pay tax. And the left-wing gopis were indignant. Pay tax to who? Who are you? Don't you know I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj? Nanda Maharaj is the king of the cowherds. And I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj, and the property of the father naturally becomes the property of the son. And so, representing Nanda Maharaj, you should pay me taxes. You've been taking milk products across Govardhan Hill every day without any tax to the king? Now I insist that you pay tax. So the gopis, on the other hand, insisted, this can't be so. Don't you know that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan? How can you claim to be the king? Radharani would never marry such a deceitful, cunning thief like you. So back and forth, a very feisty argument went on. Krishna then insisted, I'll tell you what kind of tax you must pay. And in a long series of verses, Krishna described how much tax Radha should pay. Krishna described each of the limbs of Radha: for her eyes, so many pearls; for the sesame bud smile on her face, millions of rubies; and for her ears, and for her nose, and for her hair, and for her shoulders, and for her all the limbs of her body, her long, elegant arms. Each of the limbs of Radha's body were described by Krishna, and the equivalent of each of the beautiful, attractive limbs of Radha would have their own separate, huge tax. The gopis couldn't agree to pay all of that to Krishna. And so the argument went on and on and on, and finally Nandi Mukhi arrived. And Nandi Mukhi tried to settle the matter, you know, like a mediation of a dispute. she said, Krishna, there's been, the gopis must go at once to take care of bringing their milk products to a yajna that is to be performed for Bhagari Muni. Maybe you have heard, here at Govindakund, there is going to be a big yajna performed by Bhagari Muni, by the arrangement of Vasudev. So they must go at once, but tomorrow you'll come back and they'll pay the taxes. So Krishna was satisfied. The gopis left. And the very next day, the gopis, by the hundreds and thousands, were all ready to meet Krishna at Dan Nivartan Kund. Dan Nivartan Kund means the place where forgiveness for Krishna's tax collecting pastime was enacted. And as the gopas were going to Dangati innocently, they were at once surrounded, each gopa, by 15, 20 gopis who grabbed hold of the gopas and tied them up by their sikas to the trees or to the rocks. So the gopas couldn't go anywhere. And then they confronted Krishna and said, you are the one who has to pay the tax. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and every day you bring your cows to the side of Govardhan Hill and graze your cows so that you can produce milk for Nanda Maharaj, but you haven't paid any taxes for that milk, for that grass, and now you have to pay your tax. So Krishna innocently asked the gopis, very well, what is that tax that you would like me to pay? The tax that Krishna was asked to give was to place his head at the feet of Srimati Radharani and beg Radharani for forgiveness for all of his tax collecting offenses to her. Smilingly, Krishna looked at his cowherd boyfriends from the side of his eye and came before Srimati Radharani, who was seated just by Dan Nivartan Kund. There's a little raised area, like a little throne that was made for Radharani. And Krishna, the supreme controller of all things that exist, the absolute truth and source of everything, placed his lotus head at the feet of Srimati Radharani in submission, begging for her forgiveness. This pastime is so wonderful, as it shows that Krishna is subservient to the love of his devotees, especially the love of Srimati Radharani. And each one of us needs to understand that it's the quality of service with which we offer things unto Krishna that attracts Krishna. It's not our position or wealth or fame or reputation or strength or any other opulence that by worldly estimation makes people special in this world. What's special to Krishna is the love and devotion with which we offer things unto him. And he becomes attracted by that love and devotion. In the superlative degree, Krishna becomes controlled and subservient to the love of Srimati Radharani. After we passed Dan Nivartan Kund, we took our lunch at ISKCON Govardhan, like to mention a little bit about that place. Some time ago, about 10-15 years ago, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj felt that it's very important for leaders of our society to be able to take a break, to get away from the day-to-day-to-day demands of taking care of problems and immature devotees and problems and more problems and more problems. So many problems. Just living in this material world. So from time to time, to associate with others who are peers, God brothers, senior devotees, who are fixed in their Krishna consciousness, to provide a place at such a sacred, holy place as Govardhan Hill, to associate together. So they began thinking about the importance of that spiritually for the welfare of our society. And by inspiration and by Krishna's arrangement, one king who had acquired the very property where they now have the ISKCON Govardhan Center was approached to allow ISKCON to purchase that from him. And these two, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj, combined to establish this place for that purpose. We didn't stay long, in part because we're already 3 hours behind our schedule. But sometime, if you go to visit there, they have rooms up on the roof, and from the roof, you just sit in your room, look out the window, and you have darshan of Giri Govardhan. 24/7. And it's very peaceful there. And a number of senior devotees from time to time take a break. When we were just there, Vaisheshika Prabhu was there with some brahmacharis just reciting from the scriptures, shlokas. Keshava Bharati Maharaj was there. Gopi Puranadana, very nearby, runs his Sanskrit school and frequently visits there, and others. So it's a very nice place. They have Krishna Balaram Shilas in the back, very tiny little temple and nice little Mangarati in class every morning, and then the rest of the day for very peaceful spiritual practices of life. So that's ISKCON Govardhan, and I believe a Pushpa Samadhi of Tamal Krishna Maharaj is there because he was very fond of that place. Now let me focus on Govinda Kund. We passed Sankarshan Kund also. We went very near a Dauji temple, beautiful Dauji deity. But Govinda Kund, as you can see, it's very beautiful, very peaceful, and has a very special significance in the Govardhan Leela. Here at Govinda Kund, when Indra came after the devastating rain that he sent to destroy the residents of Vrindavan failed, he came with Surabhi and all the demigods. And Surabhi performed Abhishek of Krishna, and the milk from Surabhi filled this kund, and Surabhi named Krishna for the first time as Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the cows. and the senses. It was here at Govindakund that Madhavendra Puri, while performing his parikrama through Navadweep, through Vrindavan, and specifically around Govardhan Hill, came somewhere over where that nice banyan tree is. And at night, as the evening was setting, the sun was setting, and the evening was coming to a close, he had this practice as a Paramahansa Vaishnav that he wouldn't eat unless someone approached him and offered something for him to eat. He didn't perform Madhukari. He didn't go from home to home requesting alms, as is a common practice for renunciates. Rather, his practice was, unless someone approached him, he would fast. So he had been fasting for several days. And as he was seated under this tree, a small Brijbasi boy, blackish in complexion, approached Madhavendra Puri. And he said, "My dear sir, it looks like you have been fasting. I have brought for you a pot of milk. Please enjoy it." Madhavendra Puri was astonished and said to the young boy, "How did you know that I was fasting? And who are you?" He said, "My name is Gopal. I'm a cowherd boy here in the village. And those ladies on the other side of the kund, they saw you sitting here and they could understand that you had been fasting. So they asked me to bring this pot of milk to you. Now here, you please take the pot of milk and I'll come back. I have to go milk the cows now, but I'll receive the pot back from you later." And as suddenly as Gopal appeared, he disappeared. As Madhavendra Puri was drinking from that milk pot, he began to consider such charming, beautiful features of this little boy. Who was he? And as he was drinking the milk, he was feeling transcendental ecstasy, not like the normal drinking of milk, and he could understand this was Krishna. Oh no, I saw the personality of Godhead face to face and I couldn't even recognize him, the Lord of my life. No. But at the same time, he was in great ecstasy. He saw Krishna. So with these conflicted emotions in his heart, he continued all night long chanting the holy name. And at some point of the evening, he dozed, and in his dream appeared the very same Gopal, who informed him, right here, at Govindakund, he informed him that, "I am Gopal. The deity form of Gopal was installed by Vajranab. And in my deity form, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for you to come. Finally, you have come. Please, discover me in the bushes." And he described where the pujaris had hid him. "In the morning, come find me, and I want you to worship me." So we'll see the place where Madhavendra Puri found the Gopal deity. The Gopal deity was then brought nearby here to gather water from Govindakund, hundreds of buckets of water to perform Abhishek, and then the Panchagavya and Panchamrita Abhishek, and the detail is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. the Abhishek and the installation of Gopal, the decorations, Sringar, Arati, and just as in the Govardhan Puja, the Anukut ceremony was performed. From the place where we left Dan Nivartan Kund, just past Iskan Govardhan, all the way to the village of Anyor, the other town that we passed a while back. That whole area is the Anukut area, where mountains and mountains and mountains of cooked food were offered to Govardhan Hill. So in the same way, the Anukut, just as done at the time of Govardhan Puja, same was done for Gopal. And it went on day after day after day, because other villagers found out about this deity of Gopal that was found by the great, great saintly person, Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri, after some time, established a temple for Gopal, instead of just being placed on a rock up on the hill of Govardhan. And some years passed when everything became very, very nice. The place where Madhavendra Puri stayed, his sitting place, is right up here, just above my head practically. And the temple, little temple of Gopal, is also right up here. And after some time, a second dream in which Gopal instructed him to go get camphor and sandalwood because his body was still hot. You know the story. So Madhavendra Puri left Vrindavan. So all of these very, very intimate pastimes with Radha and Krishna and Govardhan and Madhavendra Puri and Gopal, they all took place right here at Govinda Kund. Please appreciate that when the personality of Godhead reciprocates with his devotees in these very, very intimate ways, there's enormous spiritual potency in narrating these exchanges, in hearing the exchanges, what to speak of coming to the place where these exchanges actually occurred in the month of Kartik. We are very, very fortunate to be here and hear and chant and remember about these sacred pastimes. Now some practical consideration. We're running about 3.5 hours behind schedule. Let's see what happens. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I know that Govardhan doesn't get shorter. So we'll see how far we get. The other day, when with Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, he said he's done Govardhan Parikrama in 2 days. He's done Govardhan Parikrama in 1 day, and he's found that he's much less tired after doing it in 1 day than doing it in 2 days. And it's just a matter of pacing things, he described. Of course, he has lots and lots of experience in all of this. So let's see how far we get. Be nice to complete Govardhan Parikrama. And what happens today will, in part, determine what happens tomorrow. Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Govardhan Parikrama ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.